Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Thanks for having me again, Bruce.
First of all, what are we seeing in terms of hog availability and packing capacity, and how would that compare with maybe what we saw a year ago?
Well, yeah, hog slaughter is running about 3 to 4% lower than year ago levels, and that's improved from the, you know, really 6% that we saw roughly 2 months ago. We knew that there was kind of a hole that we had to make up, but the reality is it's probably been a little bit smaller than we anticipated. So from a hog slaughter standpoint, it's pretty manageable. But the, you know, we're still seeing some pretty significant price pressure, typical for this time of year, with, you know, U.S. Thanksgiving holiday just behind us now. That typically marks one of the lowest, levels of cash pricing over the course of the year. So hopefully that's behind us and we can see some improvements.
What have we been seeing in terms of the markets, both in terms of the cash price and in terms of the future prices, and how would that compare with a year ago, and why in that regard?
So the cash market has seen kind of mixed influences. We've got a lot of different factors at play. For example, you know, we're still dealing with a general pullback of China from the North American market, but overall still solid, good solid demand. We are seeing a split in terms of the difference in price for committed versus non-committed hogs. If there's any references made to the pork cutout, those are holding up a lot better than those that are just being delivered into a U.S. plant without any contract in place. And so that's probably, you know, it's that segment of hogs that's uncommitted and generally a very small portion of the whole supply that's drawing things down because as we move up to these high production levels that we've been running at, it just goes to show that the packers just generally don't want to pay that extra dollar for hogs that that they don't need quite as much. And so there's always that kind of dynamic that's happening in the market, and so we're seeing that in large part, that weakness come from that factor right now. From a future standpoint, things still look really very good. I mean, albeit feed costs and cost of production are extremely high, given the high price of soybean meal and corn. Soybean meal a little bit less so. But we've got scenarios where, you know, we're still trading on average, at close to $200 a pig on average across the first 6 months of the year. So that's a good scenario to be in, but in context of the high feed prices, it's not as good as one would think, but still probably some opportunity there.
You touched on demand a bit. What are we seeing in terms of demand, and what are the factors there?
Well, I think there's been a theme that's kind of developed that from a food service standpoint, things have kind of stalled out. I think generally across all commodities, there's a lot of concern about food price inflation. And it just seems, you know, it seems unlikely to me anyways that we're going to see a quick turnaround on this. Right across the board from the meat demand standpoint, things look still pretty solid. From a producer's perspective, I think there's a good rationale as to some support, at least for the next 6 to 10 months. But you know, going forward, it really does call into question whether or not this inflation is sustainable, and what the implication will be from a consumer standpoint on pulling back on meat purchases.
What is the advice to producers as we move through the remainder of the fourth quarter and head toward the first quarter of 2022?
Well, it's probably, again, just one of prudent approach. With so many moving parts out there, it seems unlikely that that one is able to, you know, to call the market and key in on the factor, on the one factor that's really going to make the difference. There's just so much that's still, you know, so dynamic and so much we don't know until it happens. So with that in mind, we think taking an incremental approach in pricing hogs, especially for the first half of 2022, would be prudent. Covering at today's dollar values, something in the neighborhood of around 20% to start, and building into that on increments if the price continues to make some improvements.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, that pretty much covers it, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.